If you've heard the music of Sofia Gubaidulina on this program or elsewhere, you're in for a surprise when you hear this next piece. It's an early work and much more tonal than her subsequent works. In fact, it starts out in C major. There are Prokofiev-like elements in it, and you may be reminded of Shostakovich here and there. Sofia Gubaidulina was born in Kristopol in the Tartar Republic in 1931. She studied piano and composition at the Conservatory of Kazan and at the Moscow Conservatory under Nikola Pieko, Shostakovich's assistant. She became a freelance composer in 1963 and in 1975 founded the improvisation group Astreya. Although Sofia Gubaidulina was initially attacked by the Soviet Union's cultural policymakers, her impressive successes in the West ultimately brought her recognition at home as well. So after living in obscurity in her native Russia for over 50 years, seldom performed, known only to a handful of insiders, today she is a well-known composer internationally. She has been honored with many festivals of her music, in Salzburg, Hamburg, and other German cities, and in Zurich. She has received the Russian State Prize and many other prizes, as well as many commissions. She's been living in Germany since 1992. Her works range from chamber music to orchestral and choral works. Here is a statement Sofia Gubaidulina has written about composing. To my mind, the ideal relationship to tradition and to new compositional techniques is the one in which the artist has mastered both the old and the new, though in a way which makes it seem that he is taking note of neither the one nor the other. There are composers who construct their works very consciously. I am one of those who cultivate them, and for this reason, everything I have assimilated forms, as it were, the roots of a tree, and the work, its branches and leaves. One can indeed describe them as being new, but they are leaves nonetheless, and seen in this way, they are always traditional and old. Dmitri Shostakovich and Anton Webern have had the greatest influence on my work. Although my music bears no apparent traces of it, these two composers taught me the most important lesson of all, to be myself. We're going to listen to Gubaidulina's piano quintet, which was written in 1957, the third year of her studies at the Tchaikovsky Conservatory in Moscow, and is the second earliest piece that the composer has authorized as part of her official catalog of works. The quintet was selected by the Commission of the Conservatory for Public Performance and was premiered by the Komitas Quartet from Armenia in 1958. The composer herself played the piano part. In this performance, Rieko Aizawa is the pianist, with Kai Vogler and Mira Wang violins, Ulrich Eichenauer viola, and Peter Bruns cello. The piece is in four movements.